This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
3 o'clock hour. In fact, it's already 3:05. Getting a little late jump here.
Dale.
Thank you, Jimmy.
You're welcome. And Leroy, thank you for the Pop-Tarts, but pumpkin pie, really?
So Leroy Horde bought some Pop-Tarts for the studio to get in the Pop-Tarts Bowl state of mind, and the flavor that he bought is pumpkin pie.
That's nasty.
You know
now
what?
I think one of two things. I've never had pumpkin pie Pop-Tarts. One of two things. Because Pop-Tarts are on sale right now, 2 for $5 at Publix. Because DJ was coming home this weekend, and he likes Pop-Tarts. So I bought 2 for $5. I got 1 cookies and cream, 1 brown sugar cinnamon. My thought is the pumpkin pie Pop-Tarts, because it's already December, so pumpkin's out. Those are in the dollar bin. I think Leroy saw those in the dollar bin, thought he was, you know, Mr. Generosity showing up with Pop-Tarts. I think it was a bargain basement purchase at Publix.
I agree with you. I think they are in that little bin to the right with all the 2-for-1s, buy one, get one frees. But this is a perfect example of our different parenting styles, because you're 20, what's DJ, 21?
20.
20? Your 20-year-old son's coming home, and you said, hey, he needs a Pop-Tart. My 11-year-old daughter actually listens to the show and heard us talking about Pop-Tarts and said, Daddy, I've never had a Pop-Tart. Can we get some Pop-Tarts? And I said, no, they're nasty, and they're unhealthy. You're not eating Pop-Tarts. And she said, okay, Daddy.
That's bad parenting. So not only did I
That's
get
great parenting.
DJ Pop-Tarts, I went to Publix over the weekend. I got mini cupcakes. He likes those. I got 3 Musketeers bars, big bag of the bite-sized 3 Musketeers. He likes those. I got Pop-Tarts. What else did I get? Stopped at a Japanese donut shop in Deerfield Beach. I got some Japanese donuts.
Oh, okay. So your love language is diabetes.
Got no, not just all sugary stuff. I got spicy Cheetos. And a whole bunch of stuff for the air fryer. Because, you know, he's the one that told me to get the air fryer. So I want to make sure he had a nice wide assortment. Mozzarella sticks, potato skins, wings, chicken fries.
Oh, you're lining them up for health success.
That's how I show love. Gave me two losers last night, too. He had he gave me the hell did he give me last night?
Oh, I hit him yesterday, Hawk.
Did you? I got my ass handed to me again. I am back, baby. I had a Tua-like performance on the Hard Rock app.
I had Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson Jr. over a half a sack. They both just stayed. That was first half win. Jonnu Smith over 4.5 receptions. He had 9. Yeah, I hit him in the head here.
Yeah, DJ gave me Jordan Love to have an interception last night. Did not. He gave me Zach Charbonnet over 29.5 receiving yards. He had 1 catch for 12.
I took Stroud and Tua rushing overs. Neither one of them hit.
Tua lost a yard, didn't he?
He didn't run.
He didn't even try to run.
No. Hell, because Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson was on his butt so fast, he couldn't run anywhere.
Ticket Wizard just texted me. Just heard all the food you have in your house. On my way.
Ticket Wizard going to get diabetes too.
Let me read you something from Twitter. Chris Kaufman, he hosts that 3 yards per carry podcast. Have you had him on the show before, Solana? I haven't, but you may have had him on or no?
No, I haven't. I haven't, but they do a really good job.
CK Parrott on Twitter. He's been following the Dolphins forever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So he's one of those lifer, you know, Dolphins Twitter guys. But that that podcast is super popular, 3 yards per carry. He tweeted this out yesterday. I truly believe this offensive build for Miami is over. It was a moment in time, perhaps even a necessary one, when the question was, how do we rehab a top 5 pick QB who just survived an all-out civil war with a head coach who actively worked against him? It's not the same Tua anymore. You succeeded. You rebuilt him. You proved to him and the whole league he can play. But what you forgot to do was build a team. You forgot to build a winner that could handle being untracked in tough circumstances. You don't need Smurf receivers anymore. You don't need a dogmatic rushing attack that has the same boom or bust characteristics as a passing game. You do need an offensive line. You do need to be able to sit back there longer than 2 seconds, and it's not always going to be your choice as to when you need that. You do need to be able to rely on the physicality of your receivers the way Tua has relied on Jonnu Smith for that most of the year. You do need to play offense in a way that is not a flat-out embarrassment anytime your QB is dinged up. You do need to have guys out of the huddle and up to the line of scrimmage in time to actually make adjustments if they're needed. You do need those timeouts. You do need a play caller who isn't frozen in the moment dealing with all the things a head coach has to deal with during a game. And this point, the idiosyncratic drawbacks of this offensive build are hurting Miami more than helping. They're able to look great when afforded the opportunity to look good, but they look bad when presented with any unfavorable circumstances. That is not a tenable dynamic for a football team to weather the increasingly long, increasingly tumultuous throes of an NFL football season. I thought it was a pretty good tweet because he's like, you're right. You did what you needed to do with Tua, but you forgot everything else.
No, well written. That was beautiful. That was poetic. And it's 100% correct. We talked about when we watched the offense change about a month ago, you see it change. Oh, okay. They're just throwing short routes now. Okay. No more explosive plays. Like you're watching McDaniel's mind go through the process of trying to put an offense out there that can score. When we said, oh, we're a 40-point a 40-point game team. Okay. Now we're in the low 20s, but we're running the ball well. It is a up and down. It is a, you know, yo-yo of play calling that I think was well written, but we see it and we go through it as Dolphin fans every single day, every single game. After the first quarter, do you not know what the rest of the game is going to look like?
Pretty much.
Because the other team does too. Once they show their hand, you're like, oh, okay, we're playing Uno. You got all yellows. So now we just can't throw no yellows. Like that's a very well-written tweet, but it is extremely accurate on what that offense is.
They also don't have anything to just fall back on. You know, with the Dolphins, like, the run game was great when Tua was out, and then now it's been non-existent. Another embarrassing effort from the run game. The pass game last year was fantastic. Deep balls, top of the league. They haven't been able to do that at all this year. Like, when you watch the Steelers play, you know one thing for sure. No matter who their opponent is, the defense is going to be outstanding. What is that for the Dolphins? What can they fall back on that is consistent? Because this year...
Well, it was supposed to be the ability to score, because Mike McDaniel should have been to the offense what Mike Tomlin is to the defense in Pittsburgh. It should have been, no matter what happens defensively, we are such a precision aerial attack with so much confusing movement that we can score at will.
But it hasn't been, because as Chris Kaufman points out, I mean, when you play specific teams or specific schemes, getting the ball out under 2.5 seconds, no matter who's on the offensive line, just isn't going to work. We saw that a year ago late in the season. And defensively, the Dolphins defense did enough yesterday, but against the Jets, awful. I mean, it's a constant up and down on both sides of the football.
You know what the answer is, honestly, is Tua's efficiency. It's the only thing I can hang my hat on. Until yesterday, I can't hang my hat on that. But Tua's efficiency, to your point, Solana, and it's a great point. What's their identity? Their identity is Tua completing passes under 2.5 seconds.
And incredibly accurately, usually.
Yeah, and if that's gone, okay, Tua's off today. We're going to run the ball. No, you're not.
No, you ain't.
Okay, Tua's off today. We're gonna load up and go, you know, be physical. No, you're not. They're not physical. They can't be physical. They're not built physical. They don't bring physical people in. They don't want to whoop no ass. They want to play, you know, they want to jump rope.
Somebody points out, by the way, Tua did scramble yesterday and led with his head. It all got called back. There was a flag, so it didn't count anyway. But he did lead with his head, which was... Because even they were saying, who was on the call? Was it... It was our guy.
Kevin Harlan.
Didn't work out. But Harlan even said, if you see the flag come out and you're scrambling, like, there's really no sense in leading with your head, because you know it's a hold. You know it's coming back. So what are you doing?
Booty on him first. Throw your booty at him.
Let's get a quick look at headlines here with Solana, brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. I did tweet you guys something because Mike McDaniel spoke to the media about an hour ago. Barry Jackson, just as an aside, says that McDaniel said the Dolphins are interested in signing Skylar Thompson, who was released Saturday, to the practice squad if he clears waivers.
For what?
I think he's being nice to Skylar. I don't think they really have an interest in re-signing him, but who knows?
I'm about to say, they might as well re-sign me. I am more valuable to the Dolphins right now at 41 years old than Skylar Thompson. I can talk him through run plays, do something. If y'all are going to sign Skylar back, Chris Greer, sign me back.
They could have used OBJ yesterday. I'm just saying, they could have used OBJ.
All right.
Could have used him for what? To deliver water? I need this $1 million, man. Greer, holla at me.
Why is there always something catastrophic, too, with the Dolphins? I'm glad Grant Dubose is apparently, according to the Dolphins' press release earlier, doing better. Thank God.
Yeah, and McDaniel said once he's cleared to travel, he's going to fly home.
Yeah. But why, in all these big games, is there always something catastrophic with the Dolphins? They can't just lose a game, you know? Like yesterday, hey, Eagles beat up on the Steelers. It is what it is. The Steelers will move on. But the Dolphins, like, always have something go wrong that is just
true.
Abysmal. They can't really just true. Lose a football game.
I wish I had an answer for that, Solana. I really am trying to tell you something that you don't know, but I have nothing.
I tweeted out last night, this caught a lot of people by surprise. Many people shocked. I've never had pot roast.
Wow.
What?
I don't even know what it is.
You know what pot roast is?
Mm-mm.
The big meat in the bowl. With the,
so do you
with
eat
the
it out of a bowl? Or is it something you eat off a plate?
Well,
off a plate?
It's not a, it's, Hawk, it's not a prison meal.
Well, I don't know what it is. I don't know what pot roast is. I've never had.
You make it in the pot, then you cut, it's something like a turkey.
No,
like
no.
You make it, it's big, it's a big piece of meat, and then you cut it up and put it on your plate.
It's roast beef, I believe. It's the same beef you would make for roast beef, but you cook it in a big pot in water with vegetables and whatever. When it comes out, it's extremely tender.
So it's like a stew?
Well, no, because you
remove
the meat.
Well, white people cook it in water. We cook it in broth. Black people cook it in broth with season.
Note to self, pass on Deborah's pot roast.
We put more flavor on our pot roast. He's talking about
hey, Mom, what are, you, what are you doing? How come all the? How come there's a big ice bag here? Oh, I'm getting the getting the seasoning ready for the pot roast.
You make it boiled roast. We make pot roast.
Nah, I've never. You have pot roast?
Me?
Yes.
Yeah,
numerous times.
Yeah, I have a pressure cooker at home, so every now and then, you know, you get a little cutesy with it. A little pot roast.
Is it
in
a
there.
Pressure cooker, or you just said you cook it in a pot on the stove?
You can. You could also do it in a pressure cooker. You could also do it. You could do it several different ways.
Well, then, what makes it a pot roast? If you're not cooking it in a pot, what makes it a pot roast?
I don't know what this pressure cooker crap he's talking about. It's cooked in the oven.
Yeah, there's just other ways to cook it.
Oh, it's not stovetop?
No.
I thought the way you were describing it, I thought it was like stove, like on a stovetop,
no.
And it was in a pot.
Right,
I don't know.
Oven.
He has designing. He has designing on his pot roast. I don't, Hawk. I send you my recipe. I don't know what this fella's talking about.
Well, I never made it.
Is the key ingredient. Jimmy, you ever have pot roast?
Yeah, I have. Not often, but I have. It's okay.
Yeah, we knew we were getting that answer from Jimmy. Yeah, probably. I don't know.
Maybe just once.
I didn't
twice.
Say I didn't know.
Maybe once.
But that's what gave off.
Fair enough.
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah. Occasionally. I don't want to take a hard stand on this.
You know.
All right, let's get headlines from Solana.
You've probably had pot roast, Hawk. You just didn't. You didn't know you were. Having
I would. I would know it.
Nah, you wouldn't.
It's like a.
All right. Well, then that, I'll take it a step further because this is gonna blow your mind because you said it's like roast beef. I've never had roast beef.
You've never had roast beef.
I've never had a roast beef sandwich. I've never had roast beef.
How? You're 70.
It doesn't seem appealing. Like, it just doesn't, I don't know. If I was going to have meat, a hamburger seems appealing to me. Like, roast beef. I don't know. It doesn't sound appealing. Mm. Nothing about it. Pot roast. Like, it. I don't know. None of it sounds appealing to me.
It's beef, though, with flavor and juices and veggies and.
Right, because I've had Italian beef. And I don't know how that compares to roast beef, but like, you know, Portillo's is famous for Italian beef, but I don't know how that compares to roast beef.
Hmm.
Ugh, I don't know. I've never been to have a Portillo's Italian beef, but it's kind of like beef stew, but the meat's not chunked.
You don't like roasted peanuts?
Love roasted peanuts.
I like it.
And you like beef. I know that.
Yeah, but I don't know. Roast beef. I don't know. Just sounds.
So you like beef, but the roast turns you off.
No, I don't really like the word beef, to be quite honest. I really didn't. It's not that appealing. I make the exception for Italian beef, but I don't know, beef. Sounds like one of Jimmy's categories.
That's for sure on his OnlyFans.
Never gotten to Arby's? Not like a roast beef sandwich?
Right, so I've been to Arby's. I've never had the roast beef sandwich, though.
It's a good move,
and
though.
And the potato cakes.
Don't ever get the roast beef sandwich at Arby's.
I mean, that's pretty much what they're known for, though.
Yeah, but nah.
I would tell you, eat pot roast before roast beef.
I don't want a big soup.
It's a steak. It's pot. A juicy steak.
Yeah, but I know how a steak is cooked, and it's not in a pot with water.
But it doesn't use Zana uses water. I use bouillon and broth.
What about ground beef?
Got a beef,
ground beef.
A beef boil.
You don't need any of Giannis's favorite meal?
Ground beef.
Somebody says, what about a French dip? I have had a French dip. So is that a roast beef sandwich?
Yeah, that's beef.
Well, I prefer it when it's called French dip. It sounds classy. Doesn't sound like a big hunk of roast beef on a bread.
On a bread?
You dip it in the au jus.
Oh, I like it on you.
That's delicious. You boil your beef, huh, Solana?
Yeah, you can make beef.
Like, you heat up water with meat in it that's boiling.
Yeah, you can make beef. You can make chicken. You can make any of that. You could just throw it in a pot, cook it. I do it in the pressure cooker.
With water.
All the time with water. Obviously, you season everything. But yeah, of course you can.
That's nasty.
Why?
When times were tough at the Solana house, they would use Zephyr Hills, and when things got better, they started using Evian.
Why is that nasty though? If you're gonna put sauce on a steak, or if you're gonna put, you could season whatever it is. I'm with you, by the way. I probably, really, my fiance cooks. She'll probably use bone broth, chicken broth, or something like that rather than water. But you can use water. What's the difference?
There's a big difference. There's no flavor in it.
Flavor.
But
there's
season,
a huge difference.
Season,
I mean,
the water.
What's the difference if you put water in your cereal or milk in your cereal? I mean, there's a difference.
I'm used to it.
Man, I got to Florida, and the first time I ever saw somebody take the chicken straight out the plastic and put it on the grill, and I was like, what is going on, man? I thought I was in a punk video. I was like, man, there's no chance.
That sounds good to me. I'm not going to lie.
And it was a Caucasian coach, and yeah, I'm looking around like, chicken. What? There's nothing you're going to put on this chicken? It's just heat and meat? I don't want heat and meat.
You threw it in a sandwich, would have tasted fine. Would have been good.
Yeah, season the bread.
Keep you eating your meat. Man, I need some seasoning.
One other note from Mike McDaniel's press conference, Jalen Waddle.
My wife said to me before the show, how are you going to get out of all this Tua nonsense today? I said, I'm going to make up something about pot roast, see where it goes. No, I'm being serious. I've never had it. I think I tweeted that out last night on Ambien. I don't know where that came from.
You never had pot roast.
No.
I need to come cook for you. Hire me as your chef for a week.
Nothing would make me happier than to go downstairs after the show and to have you cooking in the kitchen.
You about to eat some shepherd's pie. I know that much.
I like shepherd's pie. Can you make shepherd's pie?
Man, I make a hell of a shepherd's pie.
Oh, make me a shepherd's pie for the holidays.
I got you. What veggies you want in it?
Whatever use
carrots, greens, peas, lima beans, right there between the meat and the potatoes.
Everything but the greens.
You don't like greens?
Are you talking about collard greens?
Yeah. You don't collard? Okay, no greens.
Check if they have, you always eat those salmon packets. Check if they have.
Love my salmon packet.
Like a pot roast packet. Then maybe you'll be inclined to try it.
It just doesn't sound appealing, does it? Pot roast. Oh, I'm going to take a big roast. I'm going to simmer it in a pot. Like, what? You're gonna do what?
And you let it cook for a long time. It softens the meat up. It's tender.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
I showed you the texts that came in at 2 o'clock, just eviscerating me about Tua, and I didn't know how I was going to get out of it. Mm-hmm. And then I showed you the texts that have been coming in since 3 o'clock that are eviscerating me over a pot roast. But that I don't mind.
Pot roast is delicious.
Fat pastrami, right? Hawk.
I'm one of the few Jews that doesn't love a pastrami on rye. Oh, I've had pastrami, but yeah, Jews love a pastrami. Like deli mustard.
Katz's deli.
Yeah. Dr. Brown's black cherry soda.
Mm-hmm.
You know then what I'm you talking take... about, Crowder, right?
Miss Booker. I don't know why I said that.
My mishpucha.
Then you take the grease out of the pot roast, and then you make your roux with flour and mix it up. Now you got gravy. Oh, my goodness, for the pot roast. Now people are texting me. Yeah, yeah. You can make gravy from the meat fat.
Mm.
I'm going to come cook for you, Hawk.
All right. I'm in.
I just dump my Dasani out right into the drain once I'm done cooking.
I've gotten as much out of this water as I could.
You're boiling meat all day.
I hate when people say you can't taste the difference in water, by the way. Like if I pour you a glass of Evian.
I can't.
Yeah, it's just not true. It's not true. If I pour you a glass of Evian and I pour you a glass of Dasani, you could 100% taste the difference.
My son will not drink Dasani.
Dasani's made in a lab. It's created.
Come on.
Look it up.
Oh, whatever.
They put the H and the O's together with two H's and an O and they make water.
Old wives' tale. Yeah, you probably believe there's drones everywhere you look up.
There is. They got the eye on me.
RFK is going to make Dasani illegal.
Look it up. Dasani, and there's no Dasani River. There's no Dasani Falls. It's created.
Why I love Zephyr Hills.
There is no Zephyr Hills. It's Zephyr Hills. We've been over this.
The Dolphins need to win out, and they need a bunch of stuff that's not happening for them to make the playoffs, by the way. So good luck if you're still holding on to hope. And the NFL, Niners suspending Devondre Campbell 3 games. That'll end his season. They only have 3 games left, so he will not be available when they're here Sunday to face the Dolphins. Cam Moore did not win the Heisman, but he and Xavier Restrepo, they have been named to the first team AP All-American team.
Go.
Heat at Pistons tonight, 7 p.m. Panthers, Stanley Cup Final rematch. They're at the Oilers in Edmonton, 8:30 p.m. Canes Hoops ended the losing skid yesterday, by the way. They beat Presbyterian 94-75. They're off until Saturday. Your weather... from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy in South Florida. On and off rain throughout the afternoon. That's your weather.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Oh, no!
Hawk and Crowder.
All right, let me read to you, I teased this a little bit earlier, what Barry Jackson wrote about pot roast in the Miami Herald for the food section. Ticket Wizard says that your pot roast or your shepherd's pie? Ticket Wizard said, Crowder's pot roast sounds so good.
It is. It's delicious. Mm. You put the little bouillon cube in the broth and you
boil it. But I'm not getting
up,
it. Is it served on my plate as if it was being served like a steak? Or is it more brisket? Is it more brisket where it peels off almost?
Brisket. It has like a brisket-like texture.
Yes.
It comes apart. Gotcha. You could literally just put your fork in it. It comes apart.
Gotcha. But, Huck, you can put it on a piece of paper if you want to. You don't have to eat it out of the pot.
But it has to be cooked in the pot.
You make it in the pot, and then you distribute it.
I don't like meat cooked in a pot. Sorry.
No, my goodness gracious.
Meat is cooked on a skillet or a grill, but it's not in a pot. It's, you know, these people that boil hot dogs. I mean, you can, but I don't want a hot dog boiled in water. I want a hot dog on the rollers at the gas station.
What about a beef taco?
You have to cook that beef in a pot?
I don't know if you can grill ground beef. Huh. And it's a hot, then it's a hamburger.
Ground beef.
Yeah, you can.
It's only cooked in a pot.
Made in a pot.
No, you make ground beef in a skillet.
Yeah, a skillet. That's how Lori makes it, in a skillet.
Man.
That's how
but
I prefer my meat.
It's the same thing. You just like skillet.
No, I've seen a pot, Jack. No, sir. Now, you want to make matzo ball soup? Make that in a pot. I'm all yours.
So it's all just soups. Pots for soup.
Pretty much. And pasta. No.
Pasta. Yeah.
Pasta.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pot roast is
anyway,
delicious.
Here's what Barry Jackson wrote in the Miami Herald. I'm not going to read you all of it. I'm going to read you some of it. The great tank of 2019 began with a treasure trove of draft choices and the wishful thinking that those picks could be parlayed into the foundation of a perennial contender after years of irrelevance. Here's how that worked out. The Dolphins drafted 32 players during the first 5 years of the rebuild, which he says is 2019 to 2023. So it's not including last year's draft class. Correct, Solana?
Correct.
Okay. Dolphins drafted 32 players during the first 5 years of the rebuild. Just 7 of the 32 were in uniform on Sunday. None of them made any kind of tangible difference in the loss to Houston. So in the most important game of the season, the Dolphins went 0-32 with the 2019 to 2023 picks that were supposed to be much of the nucleus of a team built to win now. Some were missing because of injuries. Others were traded. Some simply underperformed. And some were simply busts, an indictment of how this general manager and personnel department have operated. Meanwhile, on the other sideline, you saw difference-making Houston draft picks everywhere you looked. Cornerback Derek Stingley Jr., you mentioned him earlier, snatched two critical fourth-quarter interceptions. Quarterback C.J. Stroud did just enough on a day the Dolphins' defense generally played well. Third-round rookie safety Kalen Bullock intercepted Tua. Second-round pick Kamari Lassiter had 6 tackles, was a nuisance all day. So was former third overall Will Anderson Jr., who forced a fumble. So was wide receiver Nico Collins, Texans' third-round pick, who caught 2 touchdowns. Barry Jackson writes, let's take a closer look at those 32 picks between 2019 and 2023, a handful of which came from Houston in the Laremy Tunsil trade, beginning with the 7 in uniform for the Dolphins on Sunday when another season essentially died. Tagovailoa was awful Sunday with 3 interceptions and 4 turnovers. Javon Holland missed a tackle, resulting in a sizable gain, and hasn't made a genuinely impactful play in weeks. Liam Eichenberg was abused all day at right guard and committed 2 costly penalties. Channing Tindall committed a penalty on a return and hasn't played a defensive snap all season. Jaylen Waddle left early without a catch with a knee injury. Devon Achan mustered just 41 yards on 3.4 per carry, marking the 5th time in his past 6 games he has failed to average even 3.5 yards per carry. Ryan Hayes, an elevation for the game, was active only because the Dolphins played without their top offensive 3 tackles. 4 of those 32 picks, Christian Wilkins, Andrew Van Ginkle, Robert Hunt, and Brandon Jones, were assets when they played here and could have helped this year, but none were prioritized this offseason and all departed. 2 key picks, Jalen Phillips and Austin Jackson, were sidelined by injuries. Most of those 5 years of draft picks are long gone, from Noah Igbinoghi to Michael Dieter to Raekwon Davis. It's an even greater indictment if you include the 2018 draft. Pro Bowler Minkah Fitzpatrick is long gone because Brian Flores didn't want to play Fitzpatrick at a single position, and general manager Chris Greer acquiesced to the subsequent trade request, parlaying Fitzpatrick into a first-round pick used on a lesser player, Austin Jackson. It's an even greater indictment if you could include the 2017 draft when the Dolphins picked Charles Harris over T.J. Watt. But you could do that, again, like Barry's playing it up there, but you could do that a million times over. Barry Jackson writes in the Miami Herald. Now, let's be clear. Greer didn't whiff on all of those picks. Tua has been very good the past 6 weeks before unraveling Sunday. Jalen Phillips has been snake bitten by injuries. Achane is a good player, though he's been a subpar runner in the past month without adequate blocking. Jackson has been a competent right tackle, though the Dolphins originally envisioned him as a left tackle. But not nearly enough of the 32 have been good enough to comprise the foundation of a division title contender, let alone the Super Bowl contender that owner Stephen Ross envisioned. And because many of the picks didn't work out, the Dolphins have needed to keep spending and spending in free agency, leaving them with precious little cap space to address myriad needs in the offseason. Because Jackson couldn't become an effective left tackle, they had to spend more than $60 million on Teron Armstead, who has been very good but lacked durability and missed Sunday's game. Because Eric Ezukama couldn't become a good number three receiver, they had to waste $3 million on Odell Beckham Jr. Because Channing Tindall couldn't become a rotation linebacker, they had to sign David Long Jr. and Anthony Walker and will need to address the position again this offseason. Because Eichenberg couldn't become an above-average starter, they'll need to find another starting offensive lineman this offseason. Because they couldn't afford to keep Wilkins and Hunt or make other tough decisions to be able to afford them, they'll need to find quality defensive tackles and guards this offseason. And because they opted for Shaq Barrett instead of paying Andrew Van Ginkel an extra $2.5 million in guaranteed money, their pass rush wasn't nearly good enough this season in the absence of Bradley Chubb and for most of the season, Jalen Phillips. Because they allowed Jones to leave to Denver, and because Holland has seemingly regressed, and because Jordan Poyer was a mistake, they will need to find two safeties this offseason. Because Cam Smith has been injury-prone and ineffective when healthy, they will need to keep spending for a veteran cornerback. At least Jalen Ramsey, Kendall Fuller are under contract for next season, and Miami controls Kader Koo, who's rights in 2025. In fairness, Barry Jackson writes, Greer appears to have hit on several 2024 picks. Patrick Paul was mostly competent at left tackle on Sunday and projects to be Armstead's successor. Chop Robinson, who was the NFL's best pass rush win rate against among edge players since week 10, had two sacks. Malik Washington led the Dolphins with 52 yards on five receptions. But you can't play a critical December game in year six of this rebuild, or whatever you want to call it, and have none of your 32 draft picks in years one through five make any significant difference at all on Sunday, and only seven of those 32 in uniform. And for all the good things Tua has done, he must play better in games against playoff teams. He's now 1-10 against playoff teams in the last 2 years, 1-6 last season against teams that made the 2023-24 playoffs, and 0-4 against teams this season that are currently in playoff position. It goes on and on and on. Barry Jackson writes, I've hesitated to call the rebuild a failure because at least the Dolphins made the playoffs the first two seasons of the Hill era. They likely won't this season. And if you're looking for reasons why, start with the 5 years of drafts that were supposed to be the bedrock of a team built to win, a team that instead seems nowhere close to winning anything meaningful.
Agree with Barry altogether. The thing that jumped out to me is the Christian Wilkins, the Robert Hunt, the Raekwon Davises, the guys that you did evaluate well, obviously, because they were good players, because they helped you, because they started, and you don't have the thought that they're going to be up. Javon Holland's not going to be a Dolphin next year.
No.
I don't know if anybody knows that. You get guys that are good and they leave, and then you hold on to players that can't play like an Austin Jackson. Like, it's glad we got from underneath Noah Igbinoghene because he was terrible and he's still terrible.
Mm-mm. He Great was. I think it may have been Adam Beasley who tweeted Noah Igbinoghene was a key to his team making the playoffs. You're wrong. There are two guys. I gotta see if it's Beasley that tweeted it.
Noah Igbinoghene.
Yep.
They draft players that are good and they can't retain them. Then they hold on to a Liam Dam Eichenberg for 18 years. Van Ginkle balls everywhere he goes, and we're Eichenberging all the way through a season. That's what upsets me. You get good players, you let other teams take them. You get bad players, you just hold on and keep dragging this dog towards the lake. This dog doesn't want to drink no damn water. Leave him alone.
Adam Beasley, who's going to join us next hour, tweeted, among the impactful defensive backs around the league who helped their teams secure critical Week 15 wins in their quest for playoff berths, Brandon Jones and Noah Igbinoghene.
Noah had his eyes closed. The ball got stuck in his face mask.
I saw this stat the other day really quickly. He's ninth. This is from December 3rd. Ninth in man coverage rate, 6th in yards per route allowed, 5th in yards per target allowed. Everybody loves them in Washington.
Good draft pick. Some might say a steal.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Oh, no!
Hawk and Crowder.